Philip Semper PX, if these are secure today's date is. 03-26-2025, dictation is 4. Miss Maria Watkins spells W-A-T-K-I-N-S. Maria spells M-A-R-I. Marla spells M-A-R-L-A. Date of birth is 11-20-1971. This is a 53-year-old female here with runny nose and cough period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 3 days or so. It's gotten worse in the last two. It says she came in because she was exposed to someone who tested positive for the flu. Period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Patient reports a clear discharge from her nose. She said a next line. She said a cough is productive of clear sputum. Next line. She denies bloody sputum with a cough. Denies night sweat or weight loss. Next line. She denies neck pain or stiff neck. Period. Next line. She reports throat pain. Denies painful swallowing, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history is none. Next paragraph. Past surgical history is diverticulitis repaired and hysterectomy. Next paragraph. Medication. Dimethyl fumarate. Please go back to past medical history. Patient has a history of multiple sclerosis. Next paragraph. Allergies, none. Next paragraph, social history. She denies tobacco, drug, or alcohol use. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She is alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% of room air. Blood pressure 110 over 74. Pulse 84. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.1. Period. Next paragraph. Nose congested. Clear discharge. Erythematous and edematous turbinates. Period. Next paragraph. Throat. Erythematous, edematous, uvula, tonsils, and pharynx. No exudate. Uvula is midline and mobile. Next paragraph. Neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Poor inspiratory and expiratory effort. She has diffuse inspiratory and expiratory wheezes. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema, cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen. Distended secondary to obesity. No visible peristalsis, no guarding. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort of range of motion, she bears weight well with no antalgic gait. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert, oriented, times 3, cranial nerves 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute influenza A, number 2 is acute rhinitis, number 3 is acute cough, number 4 is reactive airway disease. Next paragraph. In the clinic today we did the following tests, strep, flu, COVID. COVID and strep were negative. Influenza A was positive. Patient received nebulizer treatment in the clinic today. It consists of albuterol and Atrovent times 1. She reports improvement in her cough after nebulizer on reevaluation. Next paragraph. Patient was sent home with the following medication. 1. Tamiflu. 75 milligrams, 1 PO, BID for 5 days, number 10, next medication, Tesalon, 100 milligrams, 1 PO, TID, PRN for cough, number 30, next medication, Motrin, 800 milligrams, 1 PO, TID, PRN for fever, pain, number 30, next medication, albuterol, 2.5/3 mL, 90 micrograms, B3 mL with home nebulizer, TID, PRN for cough/region, number 1 box, next medication, nebulizer machine, and tubing, and mass number 1. Patient was given the opportunity to ask questions. He says she has none. She was sent home with the following medication. Correction. End of dictation.